Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. As well as a special shout-out that goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road drivers, driving the 18-wheelers, the men and the women doing that, getting the job done. And a special shout-out to the first responders in Surfside, Florida, going through the pile down there, search and rescue. And our thoughts and prayers are with all of you, plus with the victims and their families. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, where it's probably 95 degrees in the shade or thereabouts, it's the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. They're on the porch.
There they are.
Hello. Yep. They just got their last drink with one more last call to the bar. Getting all tanked up, ready to go. I'm sure they got high tests, not regular.
That's right.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we want you to remember that because a lot of people are forgetting about it, and these people that are embarrassing our country and this, that, and the other with the flag protests and all that and the BLM and the Antifa, they need to remember how our country was founded. Well, Kyle, the president and Joe Biden are both coming to Surfside, Florida. I believe they're coming to not inspect the wreckage, but to at least look at it. That may stop the work there. That's what happens when presidents show up, and that's not a good thing. So I think they'll stay as far away as they can so that there's no excuse to say, well, he showed up in a work stop. But they're also going to be visiting with the relatives that are close by and talking to them. But our good friend up in Washington, D.C., Greg Clugston, put together a report, and here it is. Oops. Let me start this again because I forgot to do something with this. There we go. Works a little better when I push this other button. Here we go.
The White House says the President and First Lady will visit the site of the partially collapsed condo building on Thursday. Mr. Biden has expressed his sympathy to the families of the missing and has described the scene in Surfside as excruciating. White House officials have been in touch with local authorities to ensure that a presidential visit doesn't interfere with the ongoing search and rescue operations.
Now, In order for that latter part to happen, Kyle, he has to stay a ways away from where they're doing the search and rescue. He can't just drive up on the pile, which is what they're calling it, similar to the World Trade Center. He can't just drive up on the pile and say, here I am, hello, shake some hands and whatnot. He's got to be a ways away so that he doesn't interfere. And I believe he knows that. If he doesn't, then he's a damn fool.
Well, exactly right. And as we understand, of course, yes, he's going there ostensibly to thank the first responders and also meet with some of the victims' families there as well. But this is a pretty quick change of pace for the White House, because earlier over these last few days, we've heard nothing but the president has no plans to go there, doesn't want to interfere with what is happening there because of the large contingent, obviously, that has to go ahead and the disruption that could ensue. But of course, the president is going to go there. We don't know that he's going to have a very close proximity to the building, because, as you say, this would cause quite a disruption. Unlike, of course, when President Bush went to the World Trade Center after 9/11, the work was not impeded.
I know, I was there. They had a certain group of firefighters that were in a staging area where they moved everything to where the president could give his speech, and then everybody in the background that was working the pile was still working.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But this particular tragedy, though, has captured international and our national heart, of course, because everybody is looking at some of these older buildings, and they're asking some very tough questions because of what we've seen happen right before our very eyes. So the president going there does draw attention to that on a national level, for sure.
Well, they did an inspection in Miami-Dade today, and 24 buildings have had some things questionable inspections done with them, and they're talking about possibly doing something different down there. I don't know if they're going to move people out of the buildings, but certainly they're going to get right to some repairs there that they say need to be made sooner rather than later. Now, I will say the board president of the Florida condo that collapsed last week warned residents less than 3 months ago that there was observable damage to the doomed structure, and it had gotten significantly worse since the last inspection 2 years prior, according to a letter that was made public. And we all saw the pictures yesterday of the parking garage, the cracks in the wall, the water on the wall, and the water on the floor, the standing water on the floor. All of that told you there was a problem looming, and it wasn't going to be good. All right, caller, hang on. You'll be the first one up when we come back. Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we're going to take a break, and I'll be right back with more of Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will take it away. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of the integrated health plan that helps my body every day reduce inflammation over time because I have a problem with my left foot and ankle and leg, as most of you know. I've said it over and over again. Now, to get the best results, I take Relief Factor twice a day, and it works for me. And that's because of the ingredients in the product. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It also lowers or eliminates pain associated with the problems that you have by targeting the pain at its source. Now, it's 100% drug-free. Love that. 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, comes in convenient individual packets, and supports healthy joints and muscles. Now, all of this costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it started. That's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And after that, you'll get it on a regular basis unless you choose not to. But the website to go to that they gave me is relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. That's where you get the $19.95 quick start. And all your questions can be answered there. There's a great little video there that you can watch. And you can contact them directly off the website and you'll find out anything you want to know about. relieffactor.com/captain. The $19.95 3-week quick start. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, on the telephone line, we have a mystery caller from from Clearwater. But we all know who it is. It's Mike. So let's go to Mike. Okay, good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, while I was on hold, I had a short little chat with the captain, and you know, the Democrats have really stooped low, right? Because now what they've done is they've realized that violent crime is out of control. They've realized that crime of all types in these blue cities are pretty much out of control because the criminals have figured out, oh, well, they've defunded the police, so let's go out and rape and pillage and rob and terrorize and do all this stuff. And so what do the Democrats do? They tuck a provision in a bill that will give police more money, knowing that the Republicans were going to turn it down because of all the garbage it had in it. And then they turn around and say, oh, well, look, the Republicans are the ones that are defunding the police because we put this in there to try to get them more money. So, you know, how low can you go, first of all? And second of all, Kyle, what's even more important, people have to realize, you know, I've talked to a lot of people on the street. A lot of these people that I've talked to are of Hispanic origin that have come from South and Central America, and they're terrified, Kyle, because, you know, they said when we escaped our country, what we're seeing now is exactly what we got away from, and now we're seeing the underpinnings or the foundations of it starting to sprout here, and they said, you know, this is not a good thing. And I absolutely 100% agree with them. We have to stop this. Because this is an assault on every American value, you know, our morals, everything that we stand for, and that this the principles that this country was built on is literally under assault. The Democrats have, unfortunately, they're not Democrats; they're America haters. And you know, Kyle, it's really getting worse. So I want your thoughts on those. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Mike. And first of all, I'm going to say this before I give it to Kyle: they're not Democrats anymore, folks. They're hardcore communists. And as Ian likes to say, they're Bolsheviks. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, I think you're right, Captain. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and thank you so much, Mike. Well, the one thing, first of all, the American Rescue Plan, which had some of that money that was earmarked for state and local governments that could be used for police, the Democrats are just playing rough. You know, they're trying to pick out this little teensy-weensy thing and then say, well, look, the Republicans want to defund the police. Nobody believes that, and they're simply trying to change the narrative, and they're all giving up their best shot. But something else that you said, Mike, really is paramount here. As you said, you're talking to people who are saying, look, we just left a country that is doing the same thing we're seeing when we just got here. Well, I'm so glad that you said it, because that means that, again, they're welcome to join the Republicans, join the conservatives, join the patriots who understand this. And what you've pointed out here is that America is based on these ideas of freedom and safety and this kind of thing. And it's not about your ethnicity, your race, your color of your skin. And that blows all of the divisive Democrats out of the water.
And this is intentional, Mike, and intentional, ladies and gentlemen. It goes all the way back to the Cloward Pivot strategy back in the early 60s. It goes all the way back to Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, which is the tool by which they try to implement socialism, hardcore communism, and fundamentally change America. That's what this is all about, and that's what they're trying to do, and you can't fall for the bait. You have to understand that there is one party, and one party only, or one group of people, let's put it that way, one group of people that will stand up for America. Those are American conservative patriots. They are not liberals. They are not progressives. They are not hardcore socialists. None of that group at all will stand up for America. Now, it used to be a progressive was not a hardcore socialist or communist, is what we're seeing now. But now there's not much of a difference at all on the left side of the aisle. So you got to turn things to the right. You've got to go with America. You've got to go with patriots. You've got to go with conservatives who can correct and fix this problem sooner rather than later. And if you don't believe me, just watch what happens when we have this big flip coming up here this year with the school boards and next year with the midterm elections.
Well, exactly right. And the conservative tent is getting bigger because more and more people are seeing firsthand exactly what's happening. And so it's going to be disparate, but it's going to be a bigger tent. And I think that the so-called progressives, the liberal Democrats and so forth, they're going to continue to dwindle. It may not look like that on TV, for example, but across the highways and byways,
yeah.
It will be very apparent.
Now, I'm going to play a little short clip about from our friend again, Greg Clugston, up in D.C., about what the Biden administration plans on doing to create, get this, millions of good jobs. Okay, how good are they?
In La Crosse, Wisconsin, the president touted the importance of the plan agreed to by a group of Republican and Democratic senators.
This is a generational investment. Generational investment to modernize our infrastructure, creating millions of good-paying jobs.
He also said the plan will not hike the gasoline tax or raise taxes on Americans earning under $400,000 a year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, the big thing that's wrong with that statement is, he's not going to raise any taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. It's just not going to happen. He's already done it by one word, inflation.
Oh, inflation, exactly. And then also by the actively getting rid of the Trump tax cuts. Those look like tax raises. If your taxes go back up, that's a raise in taxes, one might think. But exactly right, Captain, inflation. And that is going to, and you know, you'll hear people talking about the Carter years, these kind of thing. Well, guess what? It's not going to be in a history book anymore. It's going to be right front and center. When going out to eat at a restaurant, and restaurants are trying to make a comeback, when that becomes a luxury item that people, you know, have to sort of, well, we'll do that this month, you know, that's going to start hitting home pretty hard.
Same thing for going to the movies. Same thing for going to any type of professional sporting event. You can hardly afford to go there anymore for less than $100 a person.
Well, that's exactly right. Number one, the tickets. Number two, if you want to get some concessions, you know, you're going to show it out. There's just no doubt about it.
Yeah, don't forget the parking.
And the parking just to get into the
I can remember seeing the signs years ago to go to the ball game, $3, $5. Now it's $20, $25, $30 a car.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Uh-huh.
And again, all these things add up, and people start making decisions. They have to hunker down as a result of that.
All righty, well, we're going to hunker down with a little break here. You hang on, and folks are coming back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we're just getting started here, so hold on to your hats. We got a lot more to talk about here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Okay, Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another victim found.
Very unfortunately, one additional victim was recovered. So the number of deceased is now at 12. The number of unaccounted is now 149.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava making that announcement at a Tuesday evening press briefing. The search continues at the site of the partially collapsed Champlain Tower, as Florida State Attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundle said Tuesday that prosecutors will push for a grand jury investigation into the collapse. The White House also announcing that the president will visit the site on Thursday. And the House has passed a bill to remove statues of those who voluntarily served in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. The measure passed in a 285-120 vote Tuesday. The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. The House passed it last year, but no action was taken in the upper chamber. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, that's my buddy Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. His monster cast can be heard on many of these same stations Sunday nights at 8 p.m. And he's also on during the week, an hour a day, with your daily edition of Armed American Radio. Now, let's not forget that this portion of the program is brought to you by our newest sponsor and probably someone of immense stature and importance that I hope to be able to get to meet Saturday night down in Sarasota at the Trump rally, and it's Mike Lindell from MyPillow. Now, his administrative assistant tells me that he's planning on being here in Sarasota come Saturday night, so we'll see. Now, again, MyPillow, if you don't know about them, folks, you should. Probably the best pillow, in my opinion, I've ever slept on, because I don't have a cranked neck. You know how your neck gets all snappy, dappy, and all that sort of stuff when I don't wake up with headaches anymore like I used to, because my pillow would collapse and I don't wake up with a pillow that's soaking wet because I sweat during the night and it gets on the pillow and all that. None of that. And it's because of this MyPillow premium pillow that's just the best ever that I've ever had. And right now, you can take advantage of the lowest price ever, $29.98, for the MyPillow premium pillows. Now, all you got to do to get that price and save yourself $40 is use the promo code CAPTAIN. CAPTAIN is a promo code. For that matter, anything on the MyPillow website, the promo code is CAPTAIN. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and when you see something you like, insert the promo code CAPTAIN, and you're home free and you save the money. Now, the phone number, if you want to call them up, is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And remember, All you got to do when you get there and it asks you for the promo code is just remember the word Captain. That'll get you the discount. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I was a little quiet yesterday, and I didn't say a lot because I wanted to see where this Gwen Berry thing was going to go with the Women's Olympic trials and, of course, the Olympic hammer thrower by the name of Gwen Berry. But here I go. You ready?
Oh, yes.
The Olympics have long been a source of national pride here in the United States. That's why it was so wrong of women's Olympic hammer thrower Gwen Berry to turn her back on the American flag as our national anthem was being played at the U.S. Olympic trials. Right there, had I been the coach of the team, when she came back towards the bench or wherever the area was where the players were, I would say, pack your bags, you're going home. Right there. That's what I would have done. Her behavior stands in stark contrast to Jesse Owens. Remember him, Kyle?
Oh, yes. Yes.
The American athlete who competed in the 1936 Berlin Olympics, where Adolf Hitler was using the occasion to showcase the superiority of his so-called white Aryan race. Remember all that?
Oh, yes.
And Jesse Owens smoked him. Smoked him. That was because Jesse Owens, who happened to be black, became the first American track and field athlete to win four gold medals at a single Olympic Games. But what was really systemic was the racism that was going on at that time in the U.S. in the form of Jim Crow. And it was going on. And Owens still had the patriotism and character to salute the flag he represented. Stood there, put his hand over his heart, did exactly what he was supposed to do. Now, Berry could learn a thing or two from the likes of Jesse Owens. Folks, she should step down immediately from the U.S. Olympic team because she is an embarrassment to the country.
Yes, well, very well said, Captain. Absolutely.
I thought about that before I did that. I thought about it, and I put my thoughts down there, and it's just the way I feel about it.
Well, evidently, Ms. Berry also has a sponsor sponsoring her, and the sponsor is called Color of Change, but evidently they're standing by her.
Well, they also happen to be a big contributor to Black Lives Matter.
Right, and they advocate defunding the police as well. And so it's very sad that, of course, these kinds of divisive politics are now part and parcel of the Olympic trials here, and then presumably the Olympics themselves. Because, you know what, I'll just say this, just very briefly. Americans want to watch Americans win at the Olympics. And they don't care what color they are. They're proud of all of them. And the very fact that America is diverse and has a lot of different people representing it at the Olympics, the one thing that's the through line, they're all Americans. And that's all we care about.
Yep, and they need to stand up for the country and stop acting like a bunch of damn fools and using it as a political standoff.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And so, yes, this is, I don't think we've heard the last of this story.
No.
So.
Now, something else that's going on that I noticed yesterday is one of the silver linings of the pandemic has been the fact that the parents have had the ability to see the Marxist brainwashing occurring at many of America's public schools, which has prompted a number of families to homeschool their children or place them in religious schools that reject the leftist educational trends. And what we're starting to see now at the school boards is a direct result of the parents watching what their kids were studying.
Exactly right. They got a window, as it were, into the classroom, albeit a Zoom classroom in many cases. But back throughout 2020, Captain, homeschooling has literally gone through into the stratosphere as much as 700% increase in some states, at least in terms of homeschooling, because people saw exactly what was going on. And nowadays we're hearing about the critical race theory. We're going to teach that. Some teachers, there was a viral video the other day of a school teacher who's just mad as you know what about not being able to teach a critical race theory in Florida, mad at DeSantis, basically. And it really is just a very eye-opening thing.
I can solve that problem for that teacher.
What's that?
Leave and go somewhere where you can.
Well, precisely.
It just won't be in Florida.
Well, and I was thinking as well that, you know, you're going to have a lot of pushback because there's going to be a lot of educators who want to go with the critical race theory. To that we say, okay, fine.
We'll leave.
And then at the same time.
We'll help you move. We'll take you wherever it is you want to go. Get the hell out of the state and don't come back.
Right. And also give parents the ability to choose what school they want to send their kids to. Give them school choice. And we'll see how fast, vacant
now,
some of these other schools will be.
Let me tell you something that happened with one of our new neighbors that moved down from the north in my neighborhood. And I'll just say this once, and I won't mention anything out of the ordinary. We had a person move in that had a flagpole out front. And what flag is always supposed to be higher on the flagpole if you display another flag?
Well, the American flag is always the highest.
Okay. Well, this bird decided to put a different flag on top of the American flag, which had nothing to do with America, okay? And we went over the veterans and said, you know, you got your flag displayed wrong. What do you mean? Says you're supposed to have the American flag at the top. Well, what's the difference? Well, the difference is it's called flag protocol. Well, I'll take care of when I can. So, oh, no, we'll help you right now. So one of my buddies reached over, lowered the flag, put it the right way, put it back up in the air, and the guy goes, what'd you do that for? Because you were either going to fly the flag right, or you weren't going to have a flag hanging on the flagpole after we left.
Well.
And the guy looked at us like, hmm.
Well, exactly.
But we were serious.
Well, of course. And, you know, the idea of the flag protocol is very important because, again, it's these kinds of things that are to unify the display of the flag, number one, and number two, it reiterates, again, why we're Americans, why we are the United States of America, and because we're a collection of states. In Europe, most people think of the term state as country. Here, a state is part of a country, so that's how important and different it really is.
Okay, well, we've got our friend James who's off on vacation somewhere, and he's saying, not to be cynical, but since a number of seaside occupants were here solely to get the COVID vaccines, will this now mean that they're included in the COVID-19 death total? But seriously, why are we vaccinating children whose death rate from COVID is negligible when people around the world are dying by the thousands because the doses are here now and are being wasted instead of for the current benefit of those overseas. This is so immoral on many different levels. Well, Kyle, I don't know if you know this, but yesterday Israel announced they're going to destroy 800,000 doses of the COVID vaccine.
Oh, well, that's very interesting. What was the reason given?
Well, nobody's getting the vaccine, and the people that are coming down with it are going to have immunity, so the vaccine isn't going to help them.
Interesting.
So they're going to get rid of 800,000 vaccines that they have on hand because of the fact that they've had a bit of a spike, but nothing all that horrible. Although, for the next month or two, they're not allowing any tourists into Israel. How about that? All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. So it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All right, that's my buddies Don and Donna, and they're up there Carrollton, Georgia way. I was watching their little video thing they were doing last night on Mojo 5.0. And I saw about maybe 30 minutes of it, because I didn't even know they were on until Don sent me a little message and reminded me. But anyway, they do that for us. And in the meantime, we tell you that the pilot in Flying J brings you this report. And again, all you got to do is pull on into the pilot or Flying J and tell them you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And you heard me say that you can stop by and get yourself a free hot cup of coffee this time of the night on the Third Watch, which you can, and then consider joining the Drivers Club, because you'll get points for the fuel you buy at the pump. You'll get points for the food you buy. You'll get points for the supplies you buy in the trucker's store. And all of that adds up, and you can use them for future purchases to either discount your purchase or to get yourself something from the trucker's store catalog, or just get yourself something altogether. All right, here we go. We're going to rock tonight. Tonight's Aerosmith night, so here we go.
Hey,
Steve and Tyler and the boys, Aerosmith, Walk This Way. I'll tell you what, Kyle, I don't know when they did that song, but this is one that was probably after the original song came out. But you talk about rocking, holy smokes.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a live recording, so the original recording came out, I think, 1975, and then it was revitalized in 1986 with Run DMC and Aerosmith.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay, well, I'm going to read this and turn it over to you. The historic heat wave continues in the northwestern quadrant of the U.S. with record-shattering temperatures across interior portions of the region. Meanwhile, sweltering heat also consumes a large part of the Northeast and the Middle Atlantic, including the Boston, New York, and Philadelphia metro areas. Finally, severe thunderstorms with damaging winds will be common in the Northeast on Wednesday, and there's some of that right now in the Poconos moving to the east along the Pennsylvania-New Jersey line. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're continuing to watch a lot of these excessive heat warnings. However, for our friends in Seattle and also in Portland, you're getting a little bit of a decrease in that extreme heat. Right now, I believe in Seattle and Portland, it's more like mid-60s to early 70s there, or low 70s overnight. But in the daytime, you're going to head back towards 90-degree levels, maybe 90-plus, basically. That heat, excessive heat warnings, they're moving eastward through Washington State and Oregon, still covering all of Idaho, basically, still heat advisories there. But also, the heat advisories are moving east through Montana as well. So now that's going to include places like Billings in eastern Montana, all the way over heading towards North Dakota. So you've got that to contend with, fire weather as well. Continuing on in northern Nevada, we've actually got a dust storm warning. This is going to be along I-80, so if you're in the area of Lovelock, they're traveling either east or west in that area, obviously. You're going to find possible dust storms in that area, so be advised of that.
Yeah, they can pull into the pilot there.
That's exactly right. Pull into the pilot and wait it out if you have to. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go through that. But the excessive heat warnings continue in parts of Northern California. Also, though, down in New Mexico, we continue with flash flood watches. We've got a flash flood warning and flash flood watch near Carlsbad in particular. But if you're in the Las Cruces, coming in from I-10, or if you're near Alamogordo, Roswell, you've got the flash flood watch to contend with tonight.
Well, Rio Doso, right there in the middle of the Indian Reservation where the racetrack is, you've got a flood warning there right now, so be advised of that. There's some little streams that run down off the mountain up there, and I'm sure that that could make things interesting on the highway in that area, in certain areas, so be advised of that. And then over into Texas, of course, El Paso East over to Fort Stockton, you've got a lot of rain there tonight down to the Mexican border, and it goes up towards Lubbock. Just south of Lubbock, you got rain coming across and a flood warning right there. Not very far in Texas right now, south of Lubbock, so be advised of that. Now, the rain tonight skips up to Kansas because we've got the southeastern corner of Kansas where we have a flood warning right there in the southeastern corner. And that flood also goes up to flood or rain. And flood watches also go up to Kansas City, and then it comes across Missouri on I-70 all the way to Columbia, and we do have some flood watches and some warnings as well right there in the Columbia, Missouri area. We do have some scattered showers floating around Illinois tonight. We've got some unsettled weather conditions in Wisconsin tonight, in central and southwestern Wisconsin and up there by Green Bay. And we've got some conditions off Lake Michigan in the Upper Peninsula that could result in some thunderstorms, too, moving around there. And then over in the east, the northeast tonight, right along the Pennsylvania-New York border, right about Scranton, all the way over to New Jersey and southern New York, you've got a heat warning advisory there. But there is a severe thunderstorm watch and warning there in the Pocono area, I-80 going east. You've got some flood watches and some flood warnings right there around Scranton, Wilkes-Barre as well. And then just south of there and to the east, right along the New Jersey line, right about now, you've got severe thunderstorm alerts through there, watches, and no warnings yet, but the possibility does exist. And then that heat takes up the eastern part of Pennsylvania to include Philadelphia, Allentown, over into Trenton, up into New Jersey, over to New York City, Long Island, Connecticut, up to Albany, up the Hudson River Valley, over to Boston, and then up into the southern part of New Hampshire, and all the way to Bangor, Maine. We've got the high heat advisory there tonight, so be advised it could get interesting there. Now, down in the south, there have been scattered thunderstorms all during the day. Florida, we were no exception to the rule. We had some scattered thunderstorms here. Nothing all that bad, thank goodness. But I will tell you, folks, need to start thinking about looking out in the tropics again, because we have two weather systems out there. One is not as bad, disturbance number two, as disturbance number one, which right now has a 70% chance of developing into a major hurricane. Think about that. It's about a week away from coming into the Caribbean somewhere. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.